Greetings. This is Michael Ann Connolly, and you're listening to Habits into Health. Welcome back. Have you learned how to look good on the outside to cover up how you really feel on the inside? Have you dealt with this by getting into some habitual behaviors that help you feel better, but oh, just for a little while, and in the long run end up creating more problems for yourself and others? Well, this show is all about learning new skills so you can create the calm center that you need to deal with those problem habits or addiction, and so you can become that person you've always wanted to be. In this episode, we continue a conversation about seasonal change, but with a surprising twist that links barometric pressure changes, allergies, and migraines. I'll be sharing an interview with expert Jill Cohn, a chiropractor who learned a magnificent way to work with migraines. And it turns out that 20% of people who suffer from migraines are prescribed opioids, and many of them become addicted. If you know someone, or if you are someone who has become addicted to opioids, because you suffer from migraines, this show could be a really good one for you to listen to. First, let's slow down and take a break from the stress of the day. If this is your first time listening in, we invest a minute or two in collecting ourselves in every episode of Habits into Health, and it helps to focus more effectively on today's topic. We'll do a simple breathing exercise today that you can do no matter what you are doing or no matter where you are. This is a chance to experience how, without changing anything, you can actually give yourself some practice in stopping the inner struggle and creating a place of calm inside yourself. So don't change anything. Just breathe as you normally are. In and out. In and out. Sometimes just by paying attention to breathing normally, it slows us down. Now let's add something to your attention. As you breathe, notice what's moving in you. You could start with your chest or your belly, which are the places that most obviously move when we breathe. In and out. But as you breathe, maybe you can notice other parts of you that are moving. For instance, if you're sitting in a chair, as you breathe in and out, notice the movement in your back. If you're walking, you might notice the movement in your arms that are in sync with your breath. No matter what you're doing, you might be able to notice the movement in your nostrils. Just notice how, as you breathe, something moves in you. Let yourself be moved by your breath without having to do anything special, without having to meditate, without having to count your breath. You can just breathe and be attentive to the physiological movement that accompanies this breath. Maybe you can notice some movement in your throat or in your head as you move. Does anything else move? Just in resonance with the breath. That's right. Just notice how being attentive to your breath and just feeling the movement that's happening. Movement in your arms, down into your hips, even into your legs. As you breathe, what else is moving? It may not seem directly tied to your breath, but in fact it is. Take a deep breath in. As you breathe in, you're taking in air. Your body is then using that air, goes into your lungs, transfers in to blood vessels, where it reaches your heart, and then is pumped to every part of you. So as you breathe, every time you breathe in, there's movement. And then when that refreshed blood reaches its destination, there's an exchange. The cells release carbon dioxide. They take in the oxygen. And that carbon dioxide travels through your veins, back to the heart, and then to the lungs where it's exhaled. So when you exhale, there's also movement. You don't have to imagine anything at all. You can just feel the movement as you breathe. Now take a rest from being so attentive and just let yourself breathe. Notice what happens. Breath happens, whether you pay attention to it or not. It just happens to be one of those things about human life that we can affect on an intentional level, but it happens automatically as long as you're alive. That's something to appreciate, isn't it? So let's talk about our topic. If you are trapped in some unhealthy habits or addictions, then your immune system is more vulnerable. Self-care, well, either doesn't exist at all or very little for a lot of people who are dealing with addictions, because the thing you're addicted to, the thing you're habitual about, takes control, takes charge. Lately, we've been talking about self-care during seasonal changes, starting with how you deal with changes in your external environment, whether you live in an area that's heading into rainy season or dry season, colder weather, warmer weather, longer days, or longer nights. These external changes often involve changes in barometric pressure. Well, in my research, I learned that barometric pressure changes often trigger migraines, and a common treatment for migraines is opioid medications, which, by the way, are addictive. Now, some say there are no coincidences. This past week, just by chance, I met Jill Cohn. She's a chiropractor, and in the meeting we were attending, she talked about a link between barometric pressure, allergies, and a treatment that helped her resolve migraines. Jill agreed to talk with me further. Here's our conversation.
Hi, Jill. It's really great to talk to you today, especially since I learned about what you do to help migraine sufferers. So could you tell a little bit about who you are and how you came to learn to support people?
Yes, I'd be happy to, Michael Ann. I am a person who started suffering with migraines at, I guess I was about 22 or 23 years old, and it was a very dramatic introduction. I was a Pan Am stewardess, and I was all packed up ready for my flight from Chicago to Paris, and I was struck with some very visual symptoms and an aura, it's called, and also with blinding pain, and that was the first of what came to be regularly 1 to 3 migraines per week for 41 years.
Wow.
Yeah. It was highly disruptive for every aspect of my life, from my social life to my chiropractic college and later my chiropractic practice. It was very deeply embarrassing and a source of great shame for me and my whole family being in the healthcare field. Mm-hmm. So it was really difficult. And, you know, I went on to give birth at 42 years old in a home birth, so I'm a big proponent of natural methods. But along the way, I certainly tried every possible recourse to get rid of my migraines. Often my husband would carry me from the car to lay me on an acupuncturist table, and that rarely affected much change. And I saw the top neurologist at UC San Francisco, who writes the med school textbooks on neurology, and we got nowhere. So it was sort of a side effect of my learning of this software program I use. It was a beneficial blessing or side effect that I had no expectation about. The program I use is called AAT, Advanced Allergy Therapeutics.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't seek it to deal with your migraines?
No. You know, when you're really into a pathology for 40 years, you don't believe there's any hope. And mm-hmm. I won't say that I didn't try things anymore, But certainly with a jaundiced eye, and no one ever presented this to me as a cure for migraines. What happened was a friend of mine told me that he had lost his peanut allergy. And being a healthcare provider, I knew how serious that was, and I didn't believe him. So he sent me to the site, which is allergytx.com, and I didn't really find much there that was of interest, but I did find the names of all the practitioners. I wrote them all down, and the ones between Hawaii and New Mexico, I decided I would call that group since I'm in the West, and I called each one of them. And a lot of them I spoke with immediately, and I'll tell you, every one of them called me back, and they were raving about their results. And what I wanted was them to quantify their success for me. And the lowest percentage success I heard was 85%. Most were in the 95 to 100%. So I went ahead and got some investment and purchased the program and went for my training in Reston, Virginia. And as I came off the airplane, I started getting a migraine, of course. So at the training, I told the trainers that I was having a hard time participating because I was getting a migraine. And they were really interested and said, well, what do you think is causing it? And I suggested that it felt to me like it was a shift in the barometric pressure. Having come from the Bay Area to Dulles in D.C., it felt like very different air. And they stayed right with me and said, well, do you think that it was high pressure to low or low to high or high or low, period? And I just couldn't relate. I said, you're kidding, right? What do you care? And they said, oh, no, it's in the program. Come and we'll show you. And they muscle tested me. And my particular weakness was for high to low and low barometric pressure. And I had one treatment. And I haven't had a migraine in 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's life-changing. It was astonishing. And, of course, subsequently, I now have a lot of patients who tell me that they do suffer with barometric pressure. It tends to be more achy joints, but a lot of people suffer with barometric pressure shifts.
Yes, that was when I was preparing for this series about seasonal changes and looking at barometric pressure. I saw that a lot of times, you know, a lot of times it's like changes in altitude and people have their ears pop, but I also saw some references to migraines and to joint pain.
And to joint pain, right.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, in this program, since you brought it up, there is the seasons / seasonal changes, and there are about 10 different breakouts within that topic. And, of course, as well, there is airplane air, airplane pressurization and depressurization, as well as altitude and air change with rain, et cetera.
So this was like a miracle for you, and I imagine that you're really excited about letting people know that there are some options, particularly this option that doesn't involve pharmaceuticals, right?
Exactly, Michael, and you know, it's very odd because all the other triggers that we as migraine sufferers are aware of no longer impact me. Ever since that treatment, I have had no, I can drink red wine, I can eat aged protein, bright lights no longer do it. You know, I mean, it's very bizarre to me, but it definitely has been life-changing.
What other kinds of symptoms have you helped people with?
Well, I can help, you know, in the digestive system, in the respiratory system, the skin conditions, and the headaches and migraines. So, you know, from, say, you know, eczema, skin rashes, atopic dermatitis, and the skin conditions. I mean, eczema is phenomenal. I love helping people with eczema because it's, you know, such a tough one for people to get cleared permanently. And, of course, hay fever and asthma, and, rashes, watery eyes, anything caused by sensitivity to pollens and dust and food and chemicals, animals, all that stuff. And then the acid reflux and irritable bowel syndrome and fibromyalgia. Yeah, I mean, it's all on the table with this because I don't really understand exactly how it works, but it is very effective.
Now, you said something about muscle testing, and some of my listeners may not know what that is. Could you say a little bit about what muscle testing is?
Oh, I'd be happy to share that. Muscle testing was something that was discovered in the 1950s by the chiropractor Dr. George Goodhart, and it's based on his discovery that the human body goes weak in the face of something we perceive as a threat or a lie.
So isn't that astonishing and wonderful information? You, as a somatic therapist, must love that. And you know,
sounds like common sense to me.
Exactly. And it's using the integrity of the joints, really. And I almost feel as though I listen for that when we're working together, myself and a patient. And I just press on their arm as I'm sending the digital signal of the allergen to them, and I get instant feedback. If their joint or is strong and has integrity, they have no sensitivity to whatever I'm sending them, you know. But if it goes
so it's
deep,
a listening to the body.
Exactly. I'm totally listening.
Well, in my speaking of listening to my listeners, they know that Habits into Health is a program that is about listening to yourself in a deeply embodied way, so that you really come to know how you can use yourself and influence yourself in managing all kinds of situations. But you're talking about a different kind of listening. It sounds really valuable.
Yes, as are all ways of listening to the body, I think.
Yes. And when I was looking on the website that you mentioned, this is the website for Advanced Allergy Therapeutics, what was really interesting to me is that it sounds like it combines chiropractic and naturopathy and acupuncture from Chinese medicine.
Well said. You really comprehensively understood it, yes.
So then practitioners like yourself, some people would be chiropractors, and are you getting some cross-training in acupuncture and naturopathy? And then some people are naturopaths, and they get cross-training in chiropractic and acupuncture. Is that how it works?
Yeah, actually, exactly how it works. And also RNs can do this. So that's the licensure that's required in the state of California. I'm not certain how the licensure is in each state, but for California, that's what's required. You can find out through AAT.
Are there locations for this treatment in other parts of the world?
You know, it was invented in Australia. So I know that the Aussies and the New Zealanders have access to clinics. I don't know about the UK or Europe, but Japan now has access as well. I know that.
Great. So would people go to allergytreatment.com to find out where it's... just for everybody who's listening in, that is allergy, A-L-L-E-R-G-Y, T-X, T-like-Tom-X.com. So if anybody is listening in from, well, anywhere in the United States or in Canada or in the rest of the world, they can go to that website and find a practitioner in their local area. Now, Jill, you practice in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Right.
And you have two different locations. Could you give us the website for my listeners who are in the San Francisco Bay Area or maybe visiting the San Francisco area and could come and utilize your services directly?
Sure, I'd be happy to give that. One clinic is berkeleyallergyrelief.com, and Berkeley is spelled B-E-R-K-E-L-E-Y, allergyrelief, R-E-L-I-E-F.com. And the other is in Mill Valley, and it's called MarinAllergyRelief.com.
Great. Do you you work primarily clinically with patients one-on-one?
Exactly. That's all I do.
Mm-hmm.
And the youngest I've worked on is 3 months old, and kids are the easiest. It's amazing. And
oh, say more about that.
I don't know why that is. I don't know. Is that your experience in doing somatic work? They just seem so open to changing their misopinions about benign substances, you know?
Well, I've never worked with 3-month-olds.
Uh-huh. But with children, have you?
Not usually. No, mostly I work with adults because a lot of the people that I work with are in recovery or they're dealing with wanting to make changes. yes. from being addicted or having some habitual behavior that's troubled them and created problems in their relationships, in their work life, or you know, it may be food or weight. It doesn't really matter what they consider their addiction to be.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is prescription medication. But in some way, something has gotten a grip on them, has grabbed them, and is in control of their life, and they want to be freed from that. They want to have an addiction-free life, and they're looking for new methods, because a lot of times, some of the methods that are out there are pharmaceutical, and a lot of people don't want that. They want to find something that will work for them, that will be empowering to them. So most of the time I'm working with adult relation, because they're already trying to undo some patterns that they've kind of established.
As you say that, it sounds to me like what I do is working with addiction, because when we have a thought that has captured our whole belief system, it is like an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to me that the work with this software program is changing our thinking, which oftentimes is our most difficult thing to change, you know?
Yeah. Well, I kind of put habits and addictions on a continuum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when I first got into the field, the word addiction was really limited to alcoholism and drug addiction.
I see.
But a lot of people over the years have really come to recognize that it's a broader term. So people talk about food addictions, they talk about relationship addictions. And what do they actually mean? Well, they mean that they have gotten stuck in a deeply embedded pattern that they can't get out of.
Yeah.
They don't know how to get out of it. And they're looking for different avenues. And different methods work for different people.
Right. Can I just say something? What really triggered this thought in me, that's what I'm working with every day, is a patient who had a shrimp allergy.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in Mexico for about 10 years and had a bad experience there and became very ill, but he wanted to get rid of this allergy. Not that he wanted to eat shrimp again, but he didn't want to have that experience again should he inadvertently eat some shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 years later, he came to me, and that's all he cared about was clearing his shrimp sensitivity. So we did all the underlyings which are necessary to getting to shrimp. And when we treated shrimp, he didn't seem eager to try it. And 2 months passed, and I received an email that he had written at 6 in the morning. And he said, well, I finally ate some shrimp. It was hard for me to do it. And he said, you know, nothing happened at all, and I ate a couple of them. He said, the hardest part for me was letting go of my mental state that was the belief that I was allergic to it.
Mm-hmm. His fear was getting
away. Yeah, but it's what do you call it, this repetitive thinking that
mm-hmm.
we hold. We
mm-hmm.
hold our thoughts as, you know, those beliefs that we have.
And the more rigidly we hold them, it's not unlike an addiction to something.
Yeah.
There are obviously chemical differences when someone is addicted to, like a pain reliever, like some of these pain relievers that so many people, especially women, get prescribed when they have migraines, like OxyContin or Vicodin. There is obviously a biochemical process that goes on that's a little bit different than the kind of mental structure that you're talking about. But it's on the continuum there, and people get stuck and they're suffering. Whether they're suffering because, you know, alcohol has rewired their brain in terms of the serotonin connections, or if they're addicted to some kind of drug, or if they're addicted to nicotine, which does have a biochemical kind of process going on with it, or if they're stuck in negative thinking, or if they're stuck in some kind of relationship pattern, something that they can't get out of. And people are really hurting around this. So, you know, I just really appreciate hearing it. It's so exciting to hear that you have a methodology that can relieve so many people, because a lot of people who suffer from things like migraines, and I know it sounds like, you know, in this treatment, more than migraines are helped, obviously, shrimp addiction, you know, shrimp allergy, whatever you want to call it, you know, this method really helps. To know that there is this avenue for people who are suffering so much is just so wonderful, and I just feel so grateful to have talked with you the other night, and just like, this is wonderful. Oh, this is a miracle. I really want my listeners to hear about this because it could help so many of them, and I just really appreciate your willingness in giving us some time today.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to do it. I love sharing this. It's such a blessing, and who would have ever thought, you know?
Yeah. So what I'd like to do at another time, I'd love to have a broader conversation about the kinds of work you do, so we'll arrange for another interview down the road.
Oh, that would be wonderful, because I have one story I'm just bursting to tell you, so I'll save it for then.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Jill.
My pleasure, Michael, and thank you so much, and I really appreciate the wonderful work you're doing in our world. It's very important.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Jill Cohn. You can find out more about her at berkeleyallergyrelief.com. Next time, we'll continue this discussion about seasonal changes and how strengthening your health will support you in addressing the problem, habit, or addiction that's getting in the way of you becoming your best self. You've been listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a holistic therapist and addiction specialist, and I help people create a joyful, addiction-free life. Come on over to habitsintohealth.com to explore my other podcasts and articles. If you are ready to take a new approach to a problem, habit, or addiction, you can ask for a free self-assessment questionnaire on the website, and you can stay tuned for more programs and information coming in the future. This show exists to offer support if you are bothered by behavior that has the better of you, and trying to deal with it on your own hasn't given you the results you want. Blame and judgment get in the way of creating any kind of change, so we start small and we encourage kindness. It's time to say goodbye for now. Know that I support you in turning your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks a lot for joining me.